And regardless of whether it had reference to this thing or not, you know, that's what we accepted it as, and that's what mm-hmm. we, you know, call it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So actually, you know, kettles, in fact, we call them kettles, I believe. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying people are learn later after industry came to the area, and mm-hmm. and you find we find out what a kettle really is, you know. Mm-hmm. But people didn't really know what a kettle was. What you say? Well, they just refer to that pot as a wash pot or what have you, you know. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really know the meaning of the word kettle. Mm-hmm. You get that's the way because I didn't either, mm-hmm. you know, until the industry, you know, when it came along, and we found out that this thing was that, and mm-hmm. and you know, we just started, you know, we had certain things that we attached ourselves to, and I guess that's the way we didn't have no other way of knowing what it was for, you know.
Mm-hmm. Say, the top part of the house, the covering on it is called the...
Yeah, the roof. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
The gutter? Mm-hmm.
Is that built on there?
No, that's, you know, like I say, yeah, it's the gutter is a, you know, is a separate part. It's mm-hmm. attached to your, actually, what you call your fascia board, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a separate part of the roof, mm-hmm. you know.
What about when you have a house and an L, the place where they join up on the roof?
I know you're talking about a valley or... Uh-huh. Yeah, valley.
And a little room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
Mm-hmm. A little room at the top of the house.
Or just the part above the ceiling and underneath the roof. You call that the...
Wait, let me see where you're talking about it. It's above... Where is it now?
Because
we didn't have too much of that, uh-huh. you know?
Well, you might have it in this house. You have sort of a...
We got a what you call a vent? No, what we call this thing out here? I mean, you're not talking about that where the air comes through, are you? You know?
No, I just mean what you call that upper space between the...
Oh, I know. Oh, you're talking about in the loft.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on some houses, you know, you have boards that lap over each other like this.
Mm-hmm.
You call that the...
On the outside of the house? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. You call that, where's weatherboard? We call it weatherboard. Yeah.
And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you take a nail and
And drive it?
With a
hammer.
Okay. So you say, I took the hammer and I whet the nail in.
I took the hammer and drove the nail in.
Okay. And if the nail didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be what in further?
It's got to be, you got to be driven in further. Drove in far. Okay. You got to be driven in. Oh, you catch me on that.
Okay. I'm just interested in what you would say
naturally. Well, what I'm saying naturally.
You know, what people say around here.
Yeah.
A place where you could store wood, you'd call that a...
Well, we'd say wood pile, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a special building?
No, not poor people. They just have a wood pile.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they had wood sheds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people had wood sheds, you know.
Mm-hmm. Say if a man was driving to the wood pile and filling up his wagon, then driving to his house and unloading it and going.